not for nothing, but you look so lonely. Out on the backstage, like you lost the only thing keeping you here. So the rest disappears, all or nothing. You keep one eye open, but you keep both eyes crying, recklessly hoping to rearrange time. It ain't no magic trick, dear. You make the clock disappear, all or nothing. Hold on for one more day. I know it's not all getting better. Brief little moments sure have a way of coming together. With a word that can't be spoken, that only says something. Porch light is shining, your back is turned to you. You shape the light when your shadow cuts through it. There ain't no magic trick, dude. Get in or get on out of here, all or nothing. Hold on for one more day. I know it's not all getting better. Three little moments should have a way of coming together. With a word that can't be spoken, but only says something. Love, love, when it's on. Crave it when it's gone. Oh, and if you need some advice, look to the tide. Hang on. Hold on for one more day. I know it's not all just getting better. Sweet little moments should have a way of coming together. Says something. And it's not for nothing, you've always known it. Trying to be a winner, or trying to be hopeless, you get what you look for, my dear. So make the clock disappear, all or nothing. All or nothing. All or nothing.
All or
nothing.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings from the other kind. That was a beautiful song that I was hearing for the first time.
Yeah, if you guys can believe it.
All or Nothing by Ryan. How do you pronounce it?
Montbleu.
Montbleu. And before that was Wolfpack with the Cup Stacker. I'll do this first, just the formalities. This is I Wish You Could See This, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're sitting here, just me and Greg tonight.
Yeah.
If Ryan is listening and wants to come join, just shoot me a text. You know the number.
It's a lonely show tonight, though.
It is lonely. I know. Look, what we used to be. We haven't had a full show in probably months.
No. We're really kind of deteriorating. Yeah. as people. And just as people.
Because the thing is, the show reflects how we feel.
Yeah, that's true.
And tonight, what are we, 2 of 6? No.
I mean, two of five. Oh, yeah, well, I guess 40%. We are
40%.
Are we usually 5?
Is that 40%?
I'm still trying to figure out if we are usually 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does seem like 40%.
Seems like it, but it's hard.
Seems like it, but you wouldn't believe it. It's not.
Yeah.
Look how empty the light board is. How few lights are on.
I know. Oh, my God. Only 3 lights are on. Usually at this point, 5 lights would be on.
Yeah.
So was it 60%?
I don't do percentages. But did you hear that sound?
What? Hey, what is that?
It's my beard.
On
the microphone.
Uh-huh.
Sorry that anybody had to hear that. Is that 60%?
That is 60%.
What is 60%?
Your beard on the microphone.
Oh.
60% of what I wanted to hear tonight.
And what's the other 40%?
So, we're going to be taking requests from ourselves.
Jeez.
No, if anyone wants to call in, please. If anyone wants to find Colin...
Yeah, we miss him terribly.
We really lost. We lost him.
How many listeners do we have?
Oh, that's a great question, Greg. Oh, and you know what I didn't do? That's the old pre-show checklist.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's dangerous.
Bow.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell the good people a story.
Great.
So there's a man, and he's at a train station, and he buys a newspaper and a bag of cookies. And he sits down at a table with another guy. A stranger, a guy he doesn't know, but there's just not that many tables. So he sits down at this table with this other guy who also has a newspaper. And he's sitting there reading the newspaper, and he's got his bag of cookies sitting in front of him. And then the other guy reaches over the table and opens up his bag of cookies and takes a cookie out and eats it.
Is this true?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a story I once heard. And he's like... Oh my God, what is going on? And he kind of can't believe it. And sorry, I was distracted for a second. He can't believe it. And then, so he takes a cookie out and he eats it just to kind of assert his dominance.
Uh-huh.
And then the other guy kind of looks over and he takes another cookie and eats it. And this guy's like, what is going on? But he just keeps his head buried in the newspaper. And they go on like that, trading cookie. You know, this guy takes one, and then the other guy takes one, and then whatever. And he's like, I can't believe that guy would open my bag of cookies and eat them. And then that guy gets up. Oh, are we getting
a... Oh, my God, we're getting a call.
Oh, my God, we're getting a call. Well, right. This story will have to wait.
We will have to see whether or not I can figure out how to do this. I've never done this successfully, so...
Maybe press the flashing button.
Greg, you know that's not right.
Oh.
You know nothing about that.
I never know.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to press. No, there's a special way, though. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, caller. You just got to give me.
What if you. Oh, I don't know.
I got it. No, I didn't. You got to give me 1 second. Actually, I'm going to do it right now. I'm just going to wing it here. Let's go.
Or what if you press their red? Their, you know, red
thing. Hello?
And make them red.
Hello? Hi, who is this? Yeah. Oh, hi.
I can't hear them, Caleb.
Is this who I think it is?
I cannot hear this person, Caleb.
Okay, well, I don't know who that was. Honestly, I thought I recognized the voice, but now I think about it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I could not hear anybody.
Really? I could hear it because I was previewing it. That wasn't on.
Oh, so why didn't you turn it on?
Because you're supposed to preview it before you turn it on.
Oh, so we don't get any crazies?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This never, ever... I'm sorry who I was trying to call. It never worked.
We got...
Just call again and we'll figure it out.
And we'll figure it out.
But you got to tell me who you are.
If you previewed it, okay. And then when you're ready, you press the red button, right?
I think so. There is instruction somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know where they are.
Well, it's too bad. We got to find it. Well, please call back. We would love it if you called back.
Should we run into another song? And then if you want to call us back, just let us... Shoot us a ring after the song ends.
Why would that help?
Yeah, give you some time to find the instructions.
Give you some time to find the instructions.
Correct. That is correct.
Oh, yeah. But should I finish my story first?
Yes, finish your story, please.
Yeah, okay. So this guy keeps taking his cookies, and then eventually they trade off cookie by cookie until the bag's empty. And then the guy across the table closes his newspaper, grabs the bag of cookies, empty now, and walks away and throws it out.
Which guy? The guy whose cookies they weren't?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so this, our main character, sitting there dumbfounded, obviously, and he closes his newspaper and he sees that there is his bag of cookies sitting there on the table unopened. And that bag of cookies that he was eating from was the stranger's cookies.
Oh, my God. What a mind.
So he said, it's funny, there's a guy walking around the train station now who has the same story, but he doesn't have the punchline.
Right.
Because he was the weird one. Yeah.
Wow, that is so funny.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a great story.
It's a little turn.
Yeah, that is a little turn.
It's like you thought you were, somebody else was being weird, like you were doing exactly what you thought they were so strange for doing.
Right. Oh my, it just makes you think how many other things in your life are just you thinking you're the normal one and really you're the strange one.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. Can you name one example?
I'm currently racking my brain for at least one. I can't think of a single example. Yeah, if anyone has any requests, feel free to call in.
Yeah.
Just tell Colin. I'll make that same joke.
If you don't request anything, I'm going to play Julian by Carly Rae Jepsen.
That sounds nice. Well, let's do that.
Oh, I like that song.
This is Julian by Carly Rae Jepsen. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Woke up this morning, it feels like every day. I got the blues, babe. Not going away. Another bad dream where you were running away. I'm forever haunted by your time. We had a moment, we had a summertime. I spent all day with you, but I could never decide. I've been so torn up, I've been so out of it. I'm forever haunted by your time. I've been all alone on my own. Every single night I satisfied, but all your colors are still dancing in my mind. More than just lovers, I'm forever haunted by your time. I've been all alone on my own. Every single night I pray when you're coming home, 'cause I've been living for that day.
We are back. That was an incredible song. That was so cool.
That was cool.
That was a song suggested to us by Will. May he rest in
beans.
Beans. He's currently doing some discreet.
No, he's not. He just took his test.
No. He's studying for his test.
Oh, right. Yeah, he did study session. Oh, shoot. Oh, that's too bad.
So let's talk.
Good save. Okay.
What's up?
Good one.
Thanks.
I finished reading Cat's Cradle for the second time.
Great. I've never read it, so don't give it away.
Oh my god. You should read it next.
You can't spoil it for our listeners.
Our listeners either. Yeah.
I know, I do need some books to read over the summer. You don't even understand how excited I am. I just want to read a book. It's so like a luxury.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'll tell you, I'm living a life of luxury. My room in the afternoon gets this really nice, like, greenish hue to it because it's made of wood and there are trees right outside the window.
Oh, I know exactly.
And there's just this green light coming in and it's just beautiful.
I feel like you always see nice things in things. It's a good thing.
Thank you.
It's a good ability.
I feel like, at least in that example, it's important for me, for my room, to have, like, good light and good, just to be, to have like, a good aura.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we got going on there. I had a really nice dinner with our friend Rosa.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I discovered some poetry. There's this guy, Billy Collins, who I had never heard of before, but he's an American poet, and he has some really beautiful stuff.
Wow. What kind of stuff?
It's interesting, the description of him. It's like... they say he's famous for conversational, witty poems that welcome readers with humor, but often slip into quirky, tender, or profound observation on the everyday. Perfect. Yeah, it's awesome.
Can you read one?
Yeah, would you mind?
No, I'd like to hear one.
Great. Okay, this was the first one that I read, and I just loved it. It's called Aimless Love. This is interesting. He said in an interview, I'm pretty sure he said, you have to be really careful getting from the title to the first sentence. I gotta look that up. This is what he says. He says,
this is the poem?
No. This is a quote by him. Okay. And then I'll read the poem. But I just thought this was funny. He said, when he writes, he says, I have one reader in mind, someone who is in the room with me and who I'm talking to, and I want to make sure I don't talk too fast or too glibly. Usually I try to create a hospitable tone at the beginning of a poem. Stepping from the title to the first lines is like stepping into a canoe. A lot of things can go wrong.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I really like that.
Wow, that's really cool.
Okay, so here's the poem. It's called Aimless Love. This morning, as I walked along the lakeshore, I fell in love with a wren. And later in the day with a mouse, the cat had dropped under the dining room table. In the shadows of an autumn evening, I fell for a seamstress, still at her machine in the tailor's window, and later for a bowl of broth, steam rising like smoke from a naval battle. This is the best kind of love, I thought, without recompense, without gifts or unkind words, without suspicion or silence on the telephone. The love of the chestnut, the jazz cap, and one hand on the wheel. No lust, no slam of the door, the love of the miniature orange tree, the clean white shirt, the hot evening shower, the highway that cuts across Florida. No waiting, no huffiness or rancor, just a twinge every now and then, for the wren who had built her nest on a low branch overhanging the water, and for the dead mouse, still dressed in its light brown suit. But my heart is always standing on its tripod, ready for the next arrow. After I carried the mouse by the tail to a pile of leaves in the woods, I found myself standing at the bathroom sink, gazing down affectionately at the soap. So patient and soluble, so at home in its pale green soap dish, I could feel myself falling again as I felt its turning in my wet hands and caught the scent of lavender and stone.
Oh my god, that's so good.
It's so nice.
Wow, what I was thinking is like... He does a really good job of like there are actual things he does in the poem. Like he picks this up and he goes over here, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
But that all of those words in a list would have made me feel a certain way, you know? I like the words near each other.
Yeah, me too.
Like, that is the most, that's the most emotional, effective part to me. Like, lavender and stone next to each other.
Yeah, and the highway
that cuts across Florida, shower and hot at night. Like,
Yeah.
Those are, that's the most impressive thing.
That's interesting that you say that, because when I used to write poetry, I would get books of poems, and I would almost just, even if I didn't like the poems, I would look at them like a fishbowl of words that I could use. And sometimes, and like E. E. Cummings poems, oftentimes I don't understand what he's trying to say, but I like seeing the different words next to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a weird thing.
It's really cool. That was a great one. I thought when you said the shower or the night, can you go back to that part?
Yeah. I'm in this paragraph. I like how he talks about the things that kind of suck about human love. He starts the paragraph he starts the stanza with, "No lust, no slam of the door, the love of the miniature orange tree, the clean white shirt, the hot evening shower."
Oh, that's so good.
"The highway that cuts across Florida."
No, that is the best part. That's the climax.
You think?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting is I thought the poem, because of how it's laid out on this page, it goes to a new page. I'm gonna read. This is how I read it, because I couldn't see that there was a comma here. I thought it was a period, and I thought the poem was ending at this point. The poem's gone on for a while at this point. And he said, "After I carried the mouse by the tail to a pile of leaves in the woods, I found myself standing at the bathroom sink, gazing down affectionately at the soap."
Yeah,
and I thought that was a nice way to end it, like, oh, I'm falling in love again. But then he goes on for like another stanza to like describe it, and I wasn't sure if it was necessary. Although it's funny that you said you liked the lavender and stone, because Rosa liked that too.
I like that,
and that I didn't like that very much.
Something that I really also liked, and I remember thinking, was that he says, staring down lovingly, longingly.
I think soap. Lovingly, yeah.
Lovingly at the soap?
No, affectionately.
Affectionately at the soap, and then he says, "The soap in its pale green soap dish." And I like that he could have, what I probably would have said is, "in its pale green dish."
Yeah.
I like that he said soap dish.
Yeah, that is funny. You know, I like stuff like that too. Like, today, when I was reading Cat's Cradle, there's this scene where they're in the bedroom, and Vonnegut says at one point, he says, this is right on the point, and if I can get to it fast enough, it's gonna pay off. I promise you,
I believe you.
He says, okay, they're in a bedroom.
How did you get that so fast?
I took a picture of it. Okay, it's on my phone. So they're in the bedroom, and he says, "Somewhere in that violet velvet oblivion, I heard Angela say something to me." And I was like, when I read that, I was like, what? What violet velvet oblivion?
Yeah.
You're in a bedroom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing that remarkable going on. And I thought about Vonnegut writing it, and I was like, and I really do like, if you could see, like, the word violet next to the word velvet.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They both end, start with a V, they have an L in the middle, and they end with et.
Uh-huh.
And they both kind of look like violent, which I think is sort of interesting, and violet and velvet gives like just a texture to the mood of the scene. But I just thought, I really liked it, because I was like, I thought to myself, like, I bet you that doesn't have any like strict meaning, or he wasn't like, oh yeah, I said that to foreshadow this. Although later in the book, something does show up that's violet, and that's, he mentions that a couple times, but,
I get what you mean, though. I was thinking, this is, like, a pretentious thing to say, because I don't have to do this, but, like, I kind of feel like it relates to music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's my chord, and I'm going to just add this tension because it just makes you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, adding just those words, the way that those words feel, look, sound, like, that just adds to the feeling of the paragraph.
Yeah.
Like, when you read and you look at a paragraph, you sort of, I remember, like, this is a spoiler, I guess, but like when Dumbledore died,
uh-huh.
like I just felt like the paragraph looked sad.
Oh,
and I felt
yeah,
like,
that's interesting.
And I'm sure it's the, you know, when you graze over it and you sort of see certain things jump out and the shapes of words.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How, like, violet has, it's sharp.
Yeah, it is, you know, totally.
Like, and
yeah.
So it's interesting, like, to me, putting that in, it's like, oh, I'm just adding a little bit of paprika. I'm just putting a little bit of spice. Like,
it doesn't need to
mean anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, that's not the dish.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just adding that tension. It is a C major chord, but, like, there's an A flat in it.
Yeah.
Because it just makes you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm just putting a little brown in the background of the painting.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know,
like it's not because the brown doesn't represent
anything. It's the whole. It's the
yeah.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, I like that too.
And I like reading. Like, I like thinking about that as I read. I usually don't. That's usually not like a first pass.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like I like.
Well, I found this. This was my second time reading the book, and I was like looking. I kind of knew what was going to happen, and then when I got to the paragraphs where like the big stuff happened, I was like, oh, so that's where it happened,
yeah,
and right. That's how it happens. And then I could see the whole page and the paragraph and see, like, wow, he really gets to that pretty quickly, or, like, or, you know, he approaches it slowly, or this is how he says it happens. You know, he doesn't say, like, this is just an example. Like, instead of saying, I would notice that, like, oh, yeah, let's say I know, like, oh, this character dies in the book. Let's say, and then I noticed upon the second time reading it, he doesn't say, like, and then he was dead. He says, like, and just like that, he was gone. Or in Cat's Cradle, there's one part where he's like, and the ocean stood still, and then he went back to this guy, and he was still too. And that's like his way of saying he was dead.
Right.
And
he was still 2 years old.
Oh, this I thought you would like. This is the next for that reason. Huh. This is the next poem in this collection by Billy Collins. Is called Elk River Falls.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do a song and then do that?
No, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just want to read the very beginning.
Got it.
It's called. So the title is. This is how I'm going to read the title, which is Elk River Falls. I'm going to read the title and then I'm going to read the first line.
Okay.
Elk River Falls is where the Elk River falls. That's funny. And I thought that was funny, especially given how he says it's like stepping into a canoe.
Right.
You don't even.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't feel like a particularly sturdy canoe.
Oh, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's not true, actually. It sets a tone, but it's interesting. It's, like, intriguing.
I think it's, like, cute and kind of playful, and also...
That's, like, when I name my piece that...
Oh, yeah.
This is what this sounds like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It encourages you not to take it too seriously. And also, there's not a big jump from the title to the first line at all. It's the same sentence.
Right.
It's not even, like, you know, my first love, and then the first line is, like...
Was Marjorie.
No. and then the first line...
Marjorie, if you're listening.
Marjorie, seriously. If the title was My First Love, and then the first line was like, a bowl of pomegranates.
Right, sure.
Sat upon the table. And then there's like a very... You're totally... Am I about pomegranates? Or are we about love? Or
all right,
what?
It's like, all right, we have this. Now, like, hopefully as I read down, they're going to...
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
That's also just a device. That's just exciting. Like, they're just different ways.
Yeah, I guess so. Here, I feel like he leads you into it a lot more. I think Vonnegut does the opposite, though. I think he does what you're saying, he brings something up, and you're like, why is he talking about that? And then later, I don't even think he necessarily, like, does this with some great, like, godly artistic intent. He's just like, oh, yeah, I kind of talked about that thing earlier. Let's do that again. I'm kind of out of things to write about.
Yeah, right.
You know, they do that in music, too, when you don't know, especially in, like, musicals and stuff, when you don't know what to write, you just, like, just reprise something from earlier.
Fine.
We already wrote that.
Yeah, just stick that in. But, you know, the best reprise is, like, it means something different when it comes back.
Yeah, I agree. And that's usually what it is. Usually it's not as lazy as I described.
But it is. It does always feel kind of funny. It's like, all right.
It's interesting. Like, when you listen to Hamilton, they only wrote, like, or nine melodies.
Yeah,
like,
I know. But, oh, it's so cool how they all work together.
They're, like, you know, 24
songs. What's the song at the end of Act 1?
That is the best song all comes together nonstop.
Oh, my God.
I thought you didn't like Hamilton.
I don't mind. No, I like it individually.
Each of the songs individually?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would see it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I like Lin-Manuel Miranda because I would love to be him. But I guess I never was like into... I didn't memorize all the lyrics or like knew every word.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I think it's impressive. Also like an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And like when the line... Like when it is... You know? When it like incredible rhyme comes out or crazy rhythm, it's like so cool.
Yeah. And at the end of Act 1 when all the... songs that
I think
been singing
so
for the past
impressive.
Act come together and you're like, oh my god, at all these different things that he just taught me about that I'm now seeing how they all like interplay.
So cool. Wow, should we do more music?
Yeah, totally.
You got songs, baby?
Yeah, I got this one by Tobias Gesso Jr.
All right, send it up. Enjoy.
door.
Sending it.
Cried over
your tattoo shoulders, and you got a new one now. Once the ink dries, so will mine, and stay there forever. Time when you and I were just having fun and nothing serious had a game. Now we're wrapped around the sun, deeper than each other's arms, and you act like you're on the way.
Every tear of the eye. to the stars, floats out and feels the ocean. They are all the same. Soul is the need to grow older, to speed up the passing of time. I don't know why, but it makes me cry.
Yeah, yeah, me too. That was a beautiful song. What was that? That was Make Me Cry by Jacob Collier, his new song.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, it's really new.
Before that was another Ryan Montbleu, Abigail.
Yeah.
And before that was Tobias Gesso Jr. Can't Stop Thinking About You.
Tobias Gesso Jr. really inspires me because he had not like a rough life story, but he just went through like a really hard time, and then he was like, yeah, I'm just gonna make this album.
Really?
And then he made it, and it's like mostly him on the piano, like in the piano in his old house. It's like a slightly out of tune, like clanky piano, and it's just these like little, like he's playing like triads, or like he's just playing like the root position chords. Like it's not, he's not very good, but it's so beautiful. And that like inspires me a lot, that I can make stuff. It doesn't have to be complicated or polished.
He's very lucky that people heard it and like it.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Like Adele tweeted it out, I think, when it first came out, which is wild. I don't know how that happened exactly, but that's true. A lot of people make stuff like that that just doesn't get heard.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's all the same.
What do you mean?
Maybe everyone's the same, so we only need to hear his.
Oh, yeah, we only need to hear it once. That's funny.
Well, during the break, Greg and I were talking about, what were we talking about? The universe?
Oh, yeah, well, first we were talking about Jacob Collier and how he's so, like, kind of mystical about music. Yeah,
he's like a weird alien.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's a little exhausting, but it's cool.
Yeah, Jacob, if you're listening to this, it's cool.
It's cool. You're validated.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it feels like, yeah, like I was telling Greg, it feels like he's like a channel for the whole, like, nature to come through.
Yeah.
But he's only able to express it in our, like, human bounds.
Yeah. You know, you don't really get many of those spiritual characters anymore. I mean, you get, like, Deepak Chopra, but...
That's true. That's interesting. Like, who is another one?
Well, I brought up Deepak Chopra, but I don't really think he has a skill like Jacob Collier has a skill.
I was thinking Bowie.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Only, but these are just weird people. That's something else. These are just weird, odd British people. They're probably inbred. Does that mean to say? I'm sorry. It's like because the Queen. I don't know.
Yeah. Did David Bowie have like a
skill? No, I don't know.
No, I mean he did. I guess he not in the same way as Jacob Collier, though. Like not an insane like technical skill that other people don't really have.
Yeah.
But what else could you have? Like besides music.
What, like an amazing, like, visionary carpenter?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I'm saying.
That's like, Jesus.
It's weird that music, there's some part of it that we agree on is like, oh, that's just really hard to do.
Yeah, right.
What other, like, art is it like? Maybe somebody who can paint. Like, really photorealistically.
But it's interesting, though, because you can just take a picture. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, if you look at the thing, like, the art at face value.
Yeah.
I could listen to his music and think, wow.
Yeah.
There's no other way for me to hear that.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like it's very natural. Like, it's very, like, I'm tapping into something that I don't get to hear often.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That there aren't many ways to hear.
Yeah.
Whereas, okay, I see a photorealistic painting. Wow, that's great, but I see that every time I look around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. But what else is like that, where it's the only way to... The art itself is, like, really unique in that way.
Well, yeah, I was going to say even poetry and literature is, like... First of all, nobody would agree
that it's like really hard to do. Music, though, you know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe.
Well, no, I'm just saying at least everybody agrees that Jacob Collier's music is hard. It's hard music. Like, it's hard to do. I agree, there's a difference. Like, people also think it's really tasteful and thoughtful and beautiful. And that's fine, but not everybody thinks that, for one thing. And it's interesting to get the cross-section of, like, a spiritual guy who's also really good at some aspect, at some, like, vocation.
Yeah.
Did you send this to me the other day?
I sent this to you.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was so pretty. It's Duke Ellington. And then I did a whole, like, little Wikipedia dive of Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah.
Just such an interesting person. I don't remember anything specific facts. I remember, I just learned something I didn't know.
Yeah, I like it.
I spend so much time on Wikipedia, so if any of you listeners want to manipulate me, go write some articles.
That's true. That's good. I want to learn... I kind of want to, like, learn these pieces.
Yeah, I'd like to know this one, I think. This is from... I listened to the whole thing once The Ellington Suites. He wrote 3 suites.
Oh, cool. And just
there,
piano?
There was the Queen's Suite. No, because there's a cello in this one. It comes in later.
Oh.
And if I remember correctly, a little percussion, but maybe not. There's the Queen's Suite. This is the second to last of the Queen's Suite. Then there's the Gutella Suite. And then there's the Uwis Suite.
Why are they all... Why are the second two weird?
Weird, names? I don't know. But and the second ones were weird. But this one was so pretty, it just blows my mind. Oh. I'm gonna lower one. Oh, that's you. That's buzzy.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I thought I was kind of high.
There we go.
Do you, or if you want, I can go through mic
3. Oh yeah, go through mic 3.
How's that? Here we go. A little bit better, less fuzz.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of similar amount though.
I think less buzz, more fuzz.
True.
That's not...
Yeah.
I feel like we could probably learn that.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Actually, the fuzz kind of adds to this recording.
I think a lot of it's in the recording.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's probably from them. It's from 1976.
Oh.
I like that.
It's so consonant, it surprises me. I love that. That's like Disney. Cello and below. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's so good.
It's weird because he's just using like... Oh. Well, I was going to say if he's in... Like, let's say he's in C, he's basically just using white keys.
Yeah, right. Or, like, it's all pentatonic.
Exactly. And so it's weird that it would...
It's weird that it would sound interesting or unique.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so cool. That's a classic level. I made a playlist of songs that I feel like would be good in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, just in it somewhere, and this is one of them.
Oh, yeah?
I don't really know. It's a little cheesy. Like, it gives you a lot of the emotion.
Sure.
But maybe there's, I don't know, credits.
And this is, I don't know what it is, what the adjective to describe it is, but imagine I put some sort of disclaimer before I said this sounded like Paris in the Rain.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. Like, it sounds that, but you don't want to actually say that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
You know that song, September in the Rain?
No.
It's a really beautiful song.
Should I play it?
Yeah, sure. That's really
might be our last song.
Oh, shoot. Wait, but also... that sounds nice. But also, I was going to say that Oscar Peterson stuff, the composer, that album, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
is this Dina Washington?
Roy maybe Hargrove? I don't know. I think the one I know is the Sinatra version. I'm sure. All right. Wrong note.
Yeah. A little ridiculous. Okay, we'll play us out of that song. Why don't you pick the one you like?
Oh, sure.
Pick whatever you like. I didn't put that in. This has been another amazing episode of I Wish You Could See This. I had so much fun.
Yeah, me too. I had a really good time.
I think this was a really good one.
Yeah, I agree.
And if any of you listeners have an opinion or whatever, have one of your opinions or whatever.
I hear people have opinions.
Just say it, and we'll listen to you.
Oh, I don't
know. Hey, do you remember, what was the name of the song I just played?
Was it the Queen's
Suite? Yeah, but there was a name, the Petals of a something.
Oh, Petals of a Rose?
Yeah, something like that. Can you go back?
Yeah, let's see what I can gather.
Oh, this guy's about to go.
The Single Petal of a Rose.
Okay, let's put it on, and then you just start that next song, and the other guy will...
I'm going to start it right now.
Start it up. Okay. Thanks so much for listening.
I'm going to do the Dinah Washington
version. Great. This is I Wish You Could See This, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Enjoy the last song, and have a great night.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember? In September. In the rain.